Hello and welcome to the Thursday, May 29th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, the big story today is the disappearance of TrueCrypt. TrueCrypt is a quite popular open source encryption software that can be used to implement full disk encryption. And actually, recently it has just undergone an audit that essentially didn't reveal any big problems. However, today the TrueCrypt.org page started redirecting to the TrueCrypt SourceForge page, and the only message on the page was essentially to no longer use TrueCrypt, that it has some security problems, and instead to use BitLocker, the encryption scheme that was introduced in Windows 7. Of course, there's a lot of rumors going around now as to what exactly happened. A couple other odd things. SourceForge was just recently breached, so there's a chance that the TrueCrypt SourceForge account was compromised. But then again, the TrueCrypt.org domain name is not hosted by SourceForge, and as such, that would have required a second compromise. Also, today there were two new binaries released. These binaries essentially do nothing. They just display a message that TrueCrypt is no longer being supported. However, they are correctly signed using TrueCrypt's digital signing key. The key itself was created a couple months before the old key expired, and it's the first time this particular key was used. But then again, that itself looks all legit at this point. So really weird what's happening here, whether or not this was just one member of the TrueCrypt project or what exactly the security vulnerability is all about. And of course, it isn't helped by the TrueCrypt development team being anonymous. Nobody really knows who is actually developing TrueCrypt. So lots of speculation as to what exactly is happening. The big question is, should you continue to use TrueCrypt? Personally, I would say wait for a couple days, don't panic, and see how this all plays out, but start to get ready to look at other disk encryption solutions. One problem, of course, is if you do have a lot of offline disks that are encrypted with TrueCrypt, you may want to make sure that you do keep the last working version of the software around so you can still access these media. But let's go back to our usual program, and we got a second diary today by Rob. Rob is talking about how to assess SOAP APIs with Burp. Problem here is that lots of people are writing SOAP APIs. It's one of the things that's really taking off, and I get a lot of questions about this in our web development class. But there are really not a lot of good sort of pen testing or assessment tools. There's SOAP UI. That's not bad. There are a couple of commercial tools. So nice to see that some of the older tools like Burp are learning new tricks and are now including features to assess SOAP. Of course, with that, the next question is, what about REST? And I didn't see anything here about REST in Rob's blog, but SOAP UI does deal with REST if you ever run into some REST APIs, particular with social media and such. REST APIs are certainly outpacing SOAP quite a bit. And sticking with the disk encryption theme, Kali 107, which was just released, the famous pen testing Linux distribution, does now include full disk encryption. In particular, this is useful if you install it on a USB stick and keep your pen test data on that USB stick. After all, this pen test data may include confidential data that you retrieved from the target system. So encrypting it is certainly important. important. Another neat feature they added is self-destruct. If you are entering a special password, sort of a secondary password, instead of the real password, then the encryption key is deleted. The way the disk encryption works, it uses the Lux system, or LUKS, that I mentioned earlier. It does set up an encryption key, and then that key itself is encrypted with a password. So by deleting the encrypted key, you then no longer are able to recover the partition, even if you do happen to have the correct password. And actually, one important feature that's often overlooked with disk encryption is that in case you have to discard the hard drive at some point in the future and are no longer able to overwrite the data, if you have an encrypted hard drive and are just able to erase the encryption key, you're typically good, and it will be very hard for someone who finds the hard drive to actually recover any useful data from it. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.